Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right now, we've got to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The flood in Central Texas has killed at least 90 people, and the number is likely to climb higher as the search for the missing continues.
In Kerr County, Texas, hit the hardest by the deadly flash floods, the search continues for 10 missing girls from Camp Mystic, where 27 campers and counselors died. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring.
This will be a rough week. Primary search continues, and we remain hopeful.
Senator Ted Cruz says he picked up his own daughter from summer camp in Hunt a week before the deadly floods.
The pain and agony of not knowing your child's whereabouts, it's the worst thing imaginable.
In response to criticism, Cruz says cuts to FEMA and the Weather Service did not impact what happened.
This is not a time for partisan finger-pointing and attack.
He says there'll be time to review preparedness and weather warnings.
And what could have been done differently to prevent this loss of life?
Audio courtesy KSAT, I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz, we have no reason to believe that you or anybody's going to really tell the truth about this if it does point to anybody. And Ted, I think we're just really happy that you didn't escape to Cancun. The reporters on the tarmac yesterday talked to President Trump. They were talking about the government assisting the Texas people who were affected by the deadly floods.
We've been in touch with Governor Abbott and very close to Governor Abbott. And everybody in Texas, Kristi Noem has, as you know, been there and will continue to be there. And we're working very close with representatives from Texas. And it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much.
Yeah, President Trump was also asked if the government should hire back any of the National Weather Service meteorologists that were fired because of DOGE earlier this year.
I wouldn't know that. I really wouldn't. I would think not. This was a thing that happened in seconds. Nobody expected it. Nobody saw it. Very talented people are there, and they didn't see it. It's, I guess they said, once in 100 years they've never seen anything like this. So I wouldn't, people are trying to blame the school, they're trying to blame the camp, they're trying to blame, it's just a horrible thing.
There you go with the catchphrase. Never seen anything like this before. The president likes to take certain words and just plug them in, and certain phrases and just plug them in. They knew about this, Mr. President. They knew. They knew something was going on. That's why they had added meteorologists at the TV station in San Antonio. They had added people. They knew something. No, it didn't just come out of nowhere. They knew it was there. They knew it. But the problem is that when the rain gets to a certain point, it just accumulates. And they didn't predict the flooding like this, but they were predicting that something was going to happen, and maybe word did not get out to everybody. That's the question that needs to be honestly answered. The U.S. is putting the pressure on trading partners to make new deals before Wednesday, when Trump's tariffs take effect.
The Trump administration plans to start sending letters to trading partners on Monday, warning them that high tariffs could kick in August 1st. The U.S. has set a Wednesday deadline. But Kevin Hassett, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Donald Trump will decide when it's time to give up on negotiations. The steeper tariffs that Trump announced April 2nd threaten to overhaul the global economy and lead to broader trade wars. Then, after the financial markets panicked, his administration a week later suspended for 90 days most of the higher taxes on imports, just as they were about to take effect. Since then, there have been announced deals only with the United Kingdom and Vietnam. Donna Water, Washington.
Yeah, so look, the people who have responded to some of my videos on Substack, what are you talking about? Trump has not made any mistakes, and everything that he does is right. What are you talking about? This whole tariff thing, the taco tariff plan, it didn't work like he thought it was going to work. and he's changing his mind again. They might be moving the goalpost again. Why? Because the countries that his ego said are going to come to him didn't come to him. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. Elon Musk says that he's forming a new political party. We're not going to get to this today, but we'll talk about this on the show tomorrow afternoon. This is after a split with President Trump over tax cuts.
Billionaire Elon Musk says he's carrying out his threat to form a new political party, the America Party. This comes after his famous fight with President Trump over the sweeping tax cuts that just became law. Musk had called it an insane spending bill. President Trump on Sunday responding.
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system.
On X Saturday, Musk posting, when it comes to bankrupting our country with waste and graft, we live in a one-party system, not a democracy. Today, the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom.
We can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, of course he thinks it's ridiculous. Well, as a result, Tesla shares once again are plunging.
Shares of Tesla stock dropped 8% at the opening bell Monday. That's as the feud between CEO Elon Musk and President Donald Trump reignited over the weekend. Musk was once a top donor and ally of Trump, but he announced that he was forming a third political party in protest over the Republican spending bill that passed late last week. Musk has been highly critical of the bill, which he said would kill jobs and hurt growing industries. In a social media post Sunday, Trump said that the billionaire owner of SpaceX, Tesla, and X had gone off the rails in recent weeks. Investors are afraid that Musk's companies, which receive significant subsidies from the federal government, could be hurt if the feud with Trump continues. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Brief.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.